Okay, Rabosai, we are studying the Malach of Boris. I wanted to use this opportunity to take a look at a short little tshuva of Rav Asher Weiss Shlita, and again, something very practical in how he uses a lot of the principles that we've been developing over the past couple of days to apply to a real-life situation. So he's asking the question, are you allowed to play Rummy Cub? And I think the same yisod that he develops when it comes to Rummy Cub, other card games, other kinds of games where you select things, you take things, pieces that you want, you discard things that you don't want. So what exactly is going to be the status when it comes to those kinds of activities? So he says, step number one is there's a simple svara to say, and you'll notice, by the way, it's interesting. In his tshuva, he's very, very cautious. He's very cautious. If you look at the second paragraph, he says, "V'nei levaris had es hanir l'anias daiti lo lahalacha v'lo lamaisa." He said, "I'm not saying this halacha lamaisa, but I'm writing a tshuva that this is what I believe on these matters." And he says, "I believe ein bazech shas breira mikama ta'amim." There's a couple of reasons I don't think that we have a problem of boreh. First of all, in this game, the way you play the game is you choose the pieces that you want and you set up these, you know, They're rows, patterns with the pieces that you want, blue sevens and different 7, 8, 9, 10 and whatever. You take the piece that you want. So step number one is lechoritz muta lechatchila, because this is a case of ochel mitocha hapsoles. You're taking the ones that you want, you're discarding, you're not using the ones that you don't want. So on a simple matter, that perhaps it's an issue of ochel mitocha hapsoles, and there's nothing to talk about. But he says there are pieces that you are, there's another way you play the game, and that is where you take the numbers that you do not want, you put the things away that you don't want. A lot of times, even on your board, you kind of put to the side the things that don't have a pattern. The things that do have a pattern, you could put on the other side. You're separating the bad from the good, etc. So what about that? So he gives a couple of svar. Svar number one, which I thought was very interesting, and he says, he quotes the Machlokas Ramah and the Taz. We saw that Machlokas. Is there an Isra Borer Be Min Echad? According to Taz, there's an Isra Borer Be Min Echad. According to Ramah, and that's how we pass on Halacha, there is no Isra Borer Be Min Echad. So now the question is, when you have these different tiles and different colors and different things that you want, things that you don't want, is that called one min, or is it called two min? And he writes as follows. He says, Nire de luchios elu shal kol echad mispar mesuyam in la duno sam kishtei minim shari shimush echad lekulam uva kulam hu misrak ve'in dom l'shnei minim shekol echad shon mechaver b'ma'uto v'tamo v'shimusho. Came down with min echad, aim by embrayer avshu boret masha in uchavetz bo, uve emes nire o de avim. Okay, so he says, step number one, is there any real, when I look at an orange and an apple, are they two separate meaning? Yes, why? Because they have different names, different tastes, they're different. True, a two and an eight are different. But fundamentally, they're tiles that are used in the game of Rummy Cup. Tiles that's their characteristic. Their characteristic is not a two and an eight, and sometimes I want the two, and sometimes I want the eight, and sometimes I don't want the two, and I don't want the eight. Their characteristics are tiles in a game of Rummy Cup. And as a result, says Rav Asher, he thinks they are considered to be one min. And if it's one min, according to our mother, there's no Isra Borer. Uve MS. And then he says furthermore, Nira O de Avim, you know, some kashte minim. Even if you do all the two meaning, ein bozeh iser brei, but dev emes ein bozeh klal ochel mipsoles. In order to be two meaning, you need what? You need an ochel and a psoles. What was the chiddush of the Bali HaTosfos? That even if there is borrowed two meaning of ochlim, but what determines ochlim psoles? Subjective is that if I want this one, I don't want that one, then even though that one's an ochel, it's still called a psoles. But over here, even the pieces that I don't want, are they a necessary part of the game? Yes. And if Rummy Cup has 112 pieces, and I have 104, it's not the game. I need all the pieces. They're all needed. Even if right now in this series, I'm going to reject this part, but they're all needed. If they're all needed, then what are they called? It's not an ochel and even a subjective psoles, It's all called Ochel and Ochel. Would this be true by a game of Scrabble? Yes, also. Same thing, even though they're pieces, they're the... What? I use all the pieces. They're all necessary for the game. The game is incomplete without all the pieces. So even if you want to tell me that there are two minim, but all of the minim are necessary, and as such, it's really separating ochel from ochel. And we saw, for example, let's say you have apples and oranges that you're going to eat later, but you're using all of them. That might not be the isra of borer. It's only borer if there's an ochel and a psolus. One second, Meir. So they're all necessary for the game. That's a second. So you have three svaras so far. Number one is you take ochel from psolus. Number two is perhaps it's all one min, and therefore that's also mutter. Number three is even if it's two minim, it's all ochel. And number four is he says as follows. This is already a little sophisticated, fancy pshat. The paragraph that begins v'nira, he says v'nira od. De'ein breira ela kishu borer davar lishtamesh bo kigon la'achila o lishimush acher aval kishe'ein kan hachonas ha'davar lishimush v'ana ela etzem ha'breira hi atachis ha'nirtzis b'maisa zeh ein bo zeh shei malacha klal de'kom alecha shabbos hein hachsharas ha'dvarim v'hachonasam lishimush ha'adam v'kiruv hana'asam. Aval malacha shein bo kiruv hanoas ha'adam mi piriya ela etzma malacha yanirtzis eina bichlal malacha. Wow, that's an interesting idea. So what is he saying over here? He says every one of the malachos, what are you doing when you do a malacha? So you are, we discussed this in the past, you are, for example, baking in order to have cake. You are building in order to have some kind of structure or shelter. You're making cheese in order to eat the cheese. You're milking the cow in order to have the milk. You're doing borer in order to tikkun ha'ochel. Very good. But over here, he suggests that what are you producing over here? You're not really producing anything. The borer is the goal. The piece that you want, the piece that you don't want, the sorting them out is the goal. It's not to produce a product. It is the game. And he says in such a case, he doesn't think that's the malach of borer. And he gives another example, which is an interesting little example. What about playing Legos? Can you go ahead and build Lego? Is that an isra of bonet? So he says, what are you going to do with the Lego when you're done? When you have this, you take it down. You're not like, oh, now I have a shelter because I built this giant Lego. You're going to take it apart. The building is the goal. It's not the product, but the, and he says that he doesn't think is considered to be the malacha. And finally, he says, what happens when you finished playing your Rummy Cup game? You put it back together, you mix it all up again. So that indicates that this is only a borer. Even if it is borer, it's totally temporary. It's just going to be put back into a tarovis again. And as a result, he says, for all of the foregoing reasons, should you be playing Rami Kav on Shabbos? So he finishes up and he says, Amnon. He says, Mishon kol zeh hayanira lichora de'ein b'mischakim kagon hanach shash borer. All these kind of games, card games, Monopoly deal, all these kind of things where you're flipping cards back and forth, none of that is borer. Amnon bevada en roi le'ish. Notice what he says, le'ish. Real men. En roi le'ish laso ba'ela dave bitl teira v'lifamim moshav leitzim. Sometimes it could be what? A moshav leitzim. What does moshav leitzim mean? Commiseration of clowners. Yeah. And have a bit of Torah of Moshe Leitz. And become up with Shemalach's bread. L'chora ain lesser. Now, every one of these svaras that he gave really are his own svaras. So he concludes, he says, Mikomok up and came in Shekam mi svaras ha-het or ha-now. Af imani has died to him svaras brurals. Mikomok up and came in Shekam mi svaras ha-het or ha-now. I don't have anyone who's really addressed this topic before, even though I think these are all valid svaros. Lo olal dati lo horos behem horoa ela kasati b'derecha ora la halacha v'lo l'maisa. So he's saying it's not a psak halach over here, but this is what I think. And again, I think, although knowing Rav Asher Weiss quite well, I think he would be mekel l'maisa as well. But this is kind of a fruitful analysis of putting together some of the things that we've been learning the past couple of days. Yeah. Yeah, the jokers. So, jokers, obviously not playing Rummy Cup, in a regular card deck. In a regular card deck, where you use 52 cards, and they give you 54 for some reason. So, it would be probably better to get rid of the jokers before Shabbos Kodesh. Better. I think if you didn't, I still don't think it would be Usser, Mikra Din. You could certainly take the 52 good cards and leave over the jokers. That would be a solution. But it's not as clear-cut, but I think it still would be mud. Yeah?
So, let's say you're playing a card game and you're betting candy on Shabbos.
Yeah,
there are many, I know. But besides those other concerns, where did that contradict the third answer, saying that you're not gaining anything from it?
You're not gaining from the borer. You know, the gambling that you're doing, the candy, whatever, is an ancillary, is a side benefit to the game. The game is the game. It happens to be okay. There might be some kind of, you know, the tikkun. Let's say if you finish your Lego game, I'm going to give you a piece of chocolate cake. It's not that the result of the Lego is the chocolate cake. The result of the Lego is whatever you create with the Lego.
But the result of each game is leading to the game.
It's good, but that's an ancillary. It's a sideshow. It's not part of the etzema brera. Yeah.
Why would Rav Asher Weiss not pass him like anything you just said?
Rav Asher Weiss is. I think this again. This sefer is not a tshuva sefer that I pulled this out of. It's his chidush l'masechet Shabbos. So he wanted to use this as an opportunity to elucidate this topic. I think he feels it's mutter. But halacha l'maaseh, he'd rather have some other rabbanim who opine with him on the topic. That's the way I read it. But because there are some chidushim over here in this. Yeah. Yes, Yitzi.
What about, like, not before a game, but after a game of Monopoly, you have all your money, and now you're sorting it back into
the... Yeah. That's a good question. Right. Okay. So Monopoly. I used to play Monopoly on Shabbos Kodesh. And one time I played Monopoly and I got very, very into the game, and very into the wheeling and dealing and buying and selling. And that from that point on, I made a Belin Neder Kabbalah. I'm not going to play Monopoly again, because I felt that the nature, like, just the dibur is all buying and selling money, and I don't think it's usher, but I didn't feel it was like it was what I was looking for Shabbos to look like. But you're right. When you finish the game, you want to put the money back and all the hundreds in one thing and all the in a chanami. That is sorting. That's classic sorting, and I think that'll be very similar to sorting your silverware. And if you're putting it back in that fashion, I think that could be a problem. If you put it back, just stacking the money wherever, and then you'll deal with it the next time, then I think it's okay. But I do think that's an issue. That's classic sorting. Yes, Shmuel Bark.
Would trust be any different when you're changing off the things that you won't use, even though in the end you'll still put it back together?
I think chess would be 100% mutter, according to this tshuva, and even more so. It's not about selecting. You're playing the game. Chess is...
When you take off the piece, you're taking off the piece that you no longer want.
No, it's not that you don't want it. It got taken off. You lost the piece. It's not that you don't want it. You want it badly, but... Yeah, I don't think it's... Last question, I'd like to move on.
Kind of opposite question, but if you're doing the classic sorting, but you're doing it in the middle of the game, like if you're like setting up the game and you're putting it all in the right places, is that considered sorting?
It could be. It's sorting for immediate use, and then that's okay. Right, but it's for the current use. If it's for the current use, then maybe. Okay. Rabosa, let's quickly, I want to quickly move on to one other thing, do it fast. Rabosa, please, if you have your Gemaras, please open them up. And I wanted to just touch on the topic of Rav Hamnuna. So at the end of the Gemara, again, we had our five approaches to the sugya, and Rav Hamnuna teaches us that the heter of borer is if you take ochel mitoch apsolos. Amar Rav Hanuna, borer v'ochel, ochel mitoch apsolos, bor meniach, ochel mitoch apsolos, psolos mitoch ochel lo yivror v'mbirer chayav chatas. So says Rav Hanuna, if it's ochel mitoch psolos, it is permissible. If you look at Rashi, why does Rashi say ochel mitoch psolos is mutter? Says Rashi, because lo derech brerehi. Lo derech brer. When you take the food, that's not derech brer. He says, Bora miniach la'alter, lecho la'alter, she'in ze derech borerin. So Rashi emphasizes, lo derech borerin, ein derech borerin. And if you look at the Bali Atosis over here on the side, Tosis cites and asks a very interesting question. Tosis says, "Mashma de ochel mito psolos ain derek breyer b'kach." He parrots Rashi that when you go ahead and you take ochel mito psolos ain derek breyer b'kach, that is not the derek breyer. The derek breyer is to take the psolos. The derek breyer is not to take the ochel. V'koshe de bereish perek tolin at the end in Maseches Shabbos Tav Kuf Lameches Amrina. So the Gemara has a question about Mishamer. What does Mishamer mean? Straining. So what do you do when you strain? You take wine, or you take wine, you run it through a strainer, the schmutz stays on top, the schmutz is captured, and the liquid goes down. So essentially, what are you doing when you strain? You are capturing what?
Psoles.
You're capturing the psoles, and you're letting the liquid go down. So the Gemara says, the language of the Gemara is, when you do Mishamer, is the Hasra Mishum Borer, or is the Hasra Mishum Merakeh? Is it Borer or is it Merakeh? And the language of the Gemara is, well, Amrinon Madarko Shel Borer, what is the way of Borer? Borer Ochel Mitoch Psolos. The Derech of Borer is take the Ochel from the psolos. But what is our Gemara saying? The derech of borer is to take the psolos min ha'ochel. So it sounds like a contradiction. And that is the kasha that is raised by all of the Rishonim. V'yesh lomar. So Tosis introduces us to a major, major yisod. V'yesh lomar. Dehosam. Over there, when we said the derech of borer is to take what? Is to take the ochel. Hasam bepsoles meruba al ha'ochel. Then have ochel mitoch psoles derek brera. Da hasam bemishamer airi. So over there, we're talking mishamer. What is mishamer? What are you doing? You're straining wine. Now, when you have wine, so when you make wine, you have the liquid, you have all the sediment. What is there more? Is there more ochel psolos? So he's saying, well, over there he's saying, apparently, I would have thought more ochel, but no, over there apparently there's a lot of dregs. There's a lot of dregs, and you take all those dregs, you put them into the strainer, and there's a lot of psolos, and only a little of ochel. So comes on Tosfos with the following chiddush. If I were to ask you, is ochel mitoch ha'psoles in Meleches Borer an absolute heter?
No.
The answer is no. When is ochel mitoch ha'psoles mutter?
When
there's more ochel from psoles, then ochel mitoch ha'psoles is mutter. But if indeed you have more psoles than ochel, then in order for Bor to be mutter, what do you need? You take the psolos. You take the psolos. That's the chiddush of the Bali Atos. What is the premise of this tosis? What is the yisod and svara of tosis? Why is it that if you have a lot of ochel and a little of psolos, that normal case, then you take ochel and psolos? But if you have a lot of psolos and a little ochel, then the heter is going to be taking what? Psolos mina ochel. Yes, Mayor?
Because it's not taking what's good for you to eat. It's taking what's easier to
Correct. Go ahead.
Okay, it's not about what's the ofel and what's the psoas, it's about what is derech berira.
Right, excellent, which means what? What is,
means,
so what is derech berira?
Derech berira is taking the less from the more.
Excellent. In other words, correct. When you're a laborer, as a laborer, you have a lot of psoas and a little ochel. As a laborer, what are you going to select? You're going to select the ochel. Why? Because you want to minimize labor.
Yeah.
So the derech borer is always to take that which is going to minimize labor. When you have a lot of psoas and a little ochel, the derech borer is going to be to take the? Is to take the ochel. When you have a lot of ochel and a little psoas, what's the derech borer? Is to take the ochel. So according to Tosis, and I believe this is probably Rashi as well, the heter of ochel mito psoas is not really a heter of ochel mito psoas. What's it a heter of? It's taking more from the less. It's a heter of, I'm going to use a different word, shinui. It's a shinui. It's doing that which is unusual. You're doing something that's not the derech brera. The derech brera is to take the lesser amount. And you, by taking the majority amount, ain't derech brera. So if I were to ask according to Tosis, is there a heter of ochel mito psoas?
Yeah.
Not really. It's not always. It's a heter of taking majority away from the meat.
Would he hold that by psoas and ochel is always chayav?
He will. No. He's going to tell you that if you have a majority of psoas and a small amount of ochel, what would be the derech borer? What's the derech borin? Which is taking the ochel. So therefore, the heter bor is going to be taking the psoas.
But then how would he actually do it rashi?
Again, so normally speaking, when you have your classic case of borin, is there more ochel or more psoas? There's more ochel. So therefore, the heter is going to be take ochel. That's the normal case. But here you can have a case that's not normal. That is the position of the Bali Atos. And I believe Rashi as well. If you look at the Ramban and the Ritva, and we'll look at the Ramban and the Ritva, but they seem to take an alternative position. We'll do the Ran, Ritva, Ramban, and then I'm going to try and put this all together. Look at the Ran. The Ran is found in source D. So the Ran on our sugya also says, Borer umeiniach ochel mito psoas. You take the good from the bad. Perush, biyad, by hand, the lechol altar for immediate use. Av psolas mitok ochel lo yivror. Afilu biyad, the lechol altar. Mishum de derech brerito psolas mitok ochel. The derech brer is to take the psolas. Why is the Ran saying the derech brer is to take the psolas? Because it's usually less. But in a case where it's more, then the derech brer is going to be to take the ochel. That is, I think, consistent with Tosis. If you look at the Ramban, source number 2, Tana Masecha, right over here. Vika de kashel mehodeh garsim perpatoyle. Misham shema mechayv amin mishum bore. Ma dagash abo no to ochel mitok umanayak psoles. Avka no to ochel mitok psoles. Vahocha meaning the derek borer li to psol to ochel. So that's a kashel. So says the Ramban, the lav kushi. Same kashel as Tosis, but I'm going to give you a different answer than Tosis gave. Del ha'amrin she'af be'borer ochel mito psoles. Even when you take ochel mito psoles, over there in peritolin, what were we talking about? Were you taking it by hand? You're where? You were putting it into a strainer. So over there, af be'borer ochel mito psoles mishkachas chiyuva. You're still going to be chayev b'nofek kvorah because there's a sifter, there's a strainer. For hasam nami hakikamar afi asu mishum borer hasra also hasra diika borer the domila kigon ochel mito psolas with a strainer. Aval b'toisus mitar tzim Tosis gave a different answer. Ochel mubal psolas derek borer liver psolas ulaniach ochel kshab psolas meruba ala ochel then derek liver ha ochel uniach psolas. And then says the Ramban, he presents his answer, which was, again, his answer was, over there by Meshamer, by Borer, we said you're going to be chai for taking the ochal. That's because you're using a what? You're using a strainer, a kli, so you're chai, not making a statement about ochal, psolos ochal. You're going to be chai, and then the question is, what do you give hasra for? Because you're using a kli. And what Tosis gave his answer, but I say, says the Ramban, the lomistavra. I don't like Tosis' answer. The Gabe Shabbos, Le'olam. I'll say it again. Le'olam. What does Le'olam mean? Not in general. Always. It's always Aser Livror Psoles Laniach Ocha. It's always Aser take the Psoles. Even if what? The Psoles is what? Is the minority. It's always Aser take the Psoles. Ve'afal gav detavayu derech borer. Even though taking the Psoles also might be. Even taking the ochel might be derech borer. Nevertheless, b'Shabbos, behetera tarchinan b'isura lo tarchinan. If we're going to grab something out of this mixture, what are we going to grab? We're going to grab what? Behetera tarchinan b'isura lo tarchinan. What are we going to grab? We're going to grab hetera. What is hetera? The ochel is what we're going to grab. We're not going to grab the iser. Uman de torach be'isr, and if you are what? You're grabbing what? The isr, which is the psoles. Havalei kiborer laotzar. It's like the usr borer, which is laotzar. Why? Because sharein dato lecho. Masha birer ulaficha chay. If your intention is to eat, what do you grab? You grab food. If your intention is to store for later, what do you grab? Then you might grab the psoles or both. But if your intention is to eat, you always grab what? Och. So says the Ramban, if I were to ask you, what's the heter of ochel mitoch apsolas? The heter is achila. Achila. And as a result, let's say you have a lot of food and a little bit of psoles. What's going to be your heter? According to Ramban. Still taking the ochel. Why? Because even though the derech borin is to do what? Is to take the less. Sorry, that's going to be the obvious case. When there's more food, you take the food. Well, let's say there's a little amount of food and a lot of psoas. So won't be the derech borin. The derech borin would be to take the ochel. Says Ramban, if you take the ochel, what's the din? Mutter. Why mutter? Because the heter is not to avoid derech borin. The heter is achila. And what you have here is a big, big nafkamina. The Ritva is also in the camp of the Ramban, a huge nafkamina as to how do you understand the heter of ochel mitoch apsolos. Rashi, lichora. Tosis, lichora. Holt, ochel mitoch apsolos is mutter because you typically will have a majority of ochel and minority of psoles, and that's not derech borin. And then we have the opposite scenario. If you have the opposite scenario, a lot of psoles, a little bit of ochel, then taking the psoles away, that is not derech borin. And that's the sheet of the Baal Yatosis. The Ramban, the Ritva, and Rov Rishonim disagree. And Rov Rishonim learn that the het of ochel mitoch psoles is built on derech achi. And this Rabos Ela Halach is going to be very important. I'm just going to give you one last tidbit, and then we're going to stop. Can you use a salt shaker on Shabbos? Yes. The answer is of course. But let's go to grandma. My grandmother, Alav HaShalom, used to put rice in the salt shaker. The old European women used to do this. Have you seen this before?
Yeah.
What's the vart? What does it do? What's the chop? So rice absorbs moisture. When your phone flushes in the toilet, what's the first thing you do? You put in the rice. Because rice absorbs moisture. So salt, when it starts to get in humidity, etc., it starts to get clumpy because of the moisture. You put the rice in the salt shaker, it absorbs the humidity, it absorbs the moisture, and the salt stays nice and fine. Good? So now when you use the salt shaker, what are you doing? You're separating the salt from the rice with a kli. What are you tying? With a kli. You got little holes. The rice stays back. The thing goes out. So it could very well be. Some poskim write that even though you're using a kli, what's the nature of this kli? Is this a kli of borer laotzar, like a kli that's doing borer for future kind of storage? Or is it a kli that's really leborer, letzorech achila, letzorech miyadi? So it could very well be that even this halacha, this heter of laochel, will even inform the type of kelim. The type of kelim. For example, those of you who drink tea on Shabbos with and make sense. So you have this pot of tea essence, and you have a lot of tea bags. And then you want to pour from this essence, from this teapot, and the top of the teapot has a forked spout, so that the tea leaves stay back, and the liquid comes out. So again, these are kelim that are designed for borer, but for borer, not storage-wise, not long-term use, but l'shem achila, and that could become much more lenient, much more lenient. And we'll pick up tomorrow. We'll do one last discussion, some halach lamaisa, and then we'll start to move on to our next subject. Have an excellent day.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.